All right, everybody, it is time for another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. But before we dive in to our awesome, awesome guest and conversation today, I want to remind you guys of two things. And the first one is that if you go to crypto101insider.com, you can join our private community. Here's where we have our model portfolio and all of our top picks. We also have Crypto 101 University, where we have hours and hours and hours of written and video content that explains blockchain and explains cryptocurrency in a very bite-sized and easy to understand way. And we have a weekly newsletter that goes out and quarterly state of crypto addresses that go out. There is just a ton of value packed into this every which way. So I want you guys first to go to crypto101insider.com today, if you haven't already. I also want to remind you guys that Pizza Mind and I recently just finished a book. It took 11 months of our lives to write, and we're calling it Crypto Revolution, Your Guide to the Future of Money. We walk you through this fascinating world of cryptocurrencies and blockchain, and it's part history book, it's part instructional guide, and it's going to really show you guys why cryptocurrencies are globally disruptive and how they're going to actually change in real life and in real terms the way that we buy and sell and even live. We include a bunch of how-tos on getting started with your first exchanges. We give you tips on how to safely buy and sell and store cryptocurrencies, as well as how do we evaluate potentially good cryptocurrencies. And the best part of the book is that we're giving it away for free. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. So go to cryptorevolution.com and pick up your copy today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around the speaker, wherever you guys are. Maybe it's the radio, maybe it's the Spotify playlist or the Apple playlist, blasting at home, in the car, on your way to work. I hope you're having a fantastic morning, noon, or night, wherever you guys are in the world. This is an international global podcast, and you're in the right place. We are really, really excited about this particular episode. Ain't that right, Pizza Mind?
It sure is. And I'm excited just to be in this crypto space in general. Despite what you're seeing in the markets, that is really just the surface of the tip of the ocean, iceberg. Essentially. You know, we're seeing some, maybe there's a little bit of garbage floating around over there and it can be depressing, but underneath there's a thriving ecosystem that is just incredibly beautiful and is really pushing the world forward in terms of evolution.
Yeah.
And one of the companies that has been around for quite a while and continues to push this evolution, something that I personally use, is Nexo. And we're really, really excited to finally have a chance to do a deep dive on Nexo and all the things going on over there.
Yeah, man, I'm excited too. In fact, we have Alitza Taskova, who is the product lead at Nexo, joining us today. Alitza, welcome to the Crypto 101 podcast. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, we're going to get into all sorts of different aspects of the platform, your views on the crypto market. But before we do that, I mean, let's get into your background a little bit. Who are you? And, you know, I saw that you had a cognitive science degree and you're one of the smart folks in the crypto industry. So tell us a little bit about what's going on with you personally.
So you did your research. So I started my product career back in 2015 while I was part of one of the biggest shoemaker brands, Adidas, where I was responsible for the entire payment infrastructure on their global retail stores. And that was the moment when I started to realize that we have a huge problem with the current payment methods worldwide, because I was leading the team there and we faced issues integrating different payment methods across different locations. For example, Latin America has their Mercado Pago, Klarna in Germany, Afterpay in Australia, and you have a lot of payment methods which work differently, and the support for them is very heavy on the technical, and not only on the technical, but operational side. So I started looking into alternatives to improve the product experience and make some optimizations. And what came to my mind was is there a distributed payment system that is available globally, that is transparent, everybody has access to it? And you can guess what came to my mind.
Bitcoin, Ethereum.
And Bitcoin. And I started thinking how we can integrate this. Back in 2015, this was very, the most common idea circulating in those companies. And I pitched the idea to my previous manager, and he rejected that idea. So this even made me strengthen my interest in space. So I started deep diving more and more, looking into ways to get a better understanding of how Bitcoin works. And that's how I met Nexo. With Nexo, we had a shared vision of a future where all the merchants, no exception, accept payment with cryptocurrencies and especially Bitcoin. So this is what made our talks so interesting at the beginning. And then I realized that Nexo was one of the few companies that already solved a huge problem at the moment, and that was the lack of solutions in the crypto space that really help users adopt cryptocurrencies at a higher pace. And our founder actually realized that there was no way to use your Bitcoin except for mining it, for example, or purchasing it from some probably shady cryptocurrency exchange. So he came up with the idea for the instant crypto credit lines. We can touch on them later in the discussion. But here I am now, 4 years later. I've been part of most of the projects and products that we developed for the last 4 years. And I'm really excited, but I feel that the best is yet to come.
I love it. And so, I mean, hey, so somebody who was running, you know, kind of global payments at Adidas, I mean, that's a huge brand, international. And it's also kind of interesting. Adidas is getting pretty, you know, deep into the NFT game as well. And so you could see, you know, they were always pushing the boundaries. I like Adidas. You know, I got a pair of my Adidas sweatpants that I sport often. But so now you're at Nexo. And you're building a lot of really cool things. But before we dive into Nexo, just high level take on the crypto market right now. You know, we're recording this end of August, early September 2022. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts and kind of how Nexo is thinking about this bear market.
Yeah, probably you wonder how we were affected by the recent events in the crypto space. We were all deeply concerned, to be honest, and I want to express my emotions around what happened with the Terra Foundation. And
yeah, the Terra Luna UST crisis, I suppose, kicked everything off.
Yeah, that was a devastating time, and our hearts go out to those that lost their funds. We realized that as a solid company with a solid financial background and also a really resilient and future-proof business model, we had the duty to help the space in such a moment. And we were part of discussions around consolidations or at least advising those struggling companies as to what we believe is the best way to practice such a business with more transparency and stricter risk management practices and policies. My take is that from the bigger picture, if we look at it, we have the four market downturn since the Nexo inception, in 2018. We saw 2020 panic selling around the COVID-19 crisis. Then last year, we had another crypto ban from China, which resulted in a rapid and volatile market in May. And now this, again, crypto winter, we call it some term that is not really defined in a proper way, in my opinion. But our view is that those cycles are normal. And if you are cautious as a user and as a company, if you have a strong foundation and a really good business model that is profitable, that is sustainable, there is nothing strange that happens here. And we will survive it, and we will thrive even more in the future. This is my belief. So yeah, I feel that we were not really affected by any of this.
Having been around for 4 years, that's an awful lot of cataclysms to have survived. But now you know what to expect. And as you said, like, these huge drawdowns and times of panic are normal in this industry. And if you're well prepared for them, you're going to survive. And it seems like Nexo has. You've survived all of them so far, and you continue to go forward and business as usual over there, while a lot of other companies are really struggling in the aftermath of this stuff. Mm-hmm. How is your business similar or different to some of the lending platforms that had to file for bankruptcy? And what have you guys learned from this experience, if anything?
Yeah. Apart from being crypto lenders, we don't see much of similarities, to be honest. And we were seeing some bad practices even in the past. And we were trying to really speak about the fundamentals of such a crypto lender business, because we believe that what we do is a sustainable way of running such a business. From day one, we have the automatic collateral liquidation system in place for us to ensure that our clients' depositor funds are safe. And you said that you are a user of Nexo, so you probably know how the crypto credit lines work, but I'll explain a bit further. This principle of ours to over-collateralize everything is what makes us special. And you shouldn't take my word for it, but you can check our real-time audit that was prepared, and it is updated on a daily basis by top 20 US firm Armanino, which help us. Yeah, this is the company that help us prove to our clients and be transparent in front of our clients and regulators that our assets are always exceeding the liabilities of our clients, which brings peace to mind and which proves that what we do is good and it is what's expected. This is something that nobody actually did except us, and this makes us the only crypto lender to have such a real-time audit. We were really keen on expressing the need for such a reserve, but nobody really except us made the effort to put it in fruition. And that's, I guess, it's not only because the other players are bad players, but it's really complex in its nature. We were the first one to really make and find a way to make this happen. So I'm not criticizing here. I'm just saying that this is something important and we want to see it more in the future from other crypto players. Another differentiating factor is, in my opinion, the fact that we are self-funded, and we were from day one. We never relied on VCs and external sources to make a stay afloat. And that proves that our business is profitable. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here right now. And then on a more technical side, we have never been hacked. We never lost clients' funds. Those are some badges that we can put on our arms, right? Because that's true. We always try to build a good relationships with other crypto companies in the space, in the fields of custody, security, and those important aspects of the business that we work with names like Ledger, Bakkt, BitGo, Firebox, and they help us have these results, which speak for themselves. And apart from all of this, we continue to build products, and that's something that really continues to be a differentiator for us in a way that is regardless of market moves and regardless of any events, either volatilities or China crypto bans, we try to understand the client's needs and find ways to meet these needs with our products. And I think that this is what makes us really special as a company, our exceptional products and our great team behind those products.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think that I covered a lot of
Yeah, those are a lot of fantastic points. And, you know, the over-collateralized lending nature is definitely key. The easy user experience. And now I think one of the questions that a lot of people think is like, you know, where does yield generally come from, since Nexo offers lending products with attractive yield rates compared to traditional products? Well, how does yield get generated?
Yeah. Our product has the both sides, the borrowers and the lender side. And this is enough for us to generate the yield because we have a huge loan book. I cannot really say the amount, the exact amount, because this is not a public information, but we can really subsidize those yields by ourselves. But apart from that, we have also a huge trading arm, which is involved in market making. And those are strategies that are risk-free, but they generate profit for us, which we then can decide to contribute to marketing expenses or to the yields that we offer on our assets under management. And those are the two, the two ways we generate profit. And this is enough for now, at least for now. We were never really into deploying assets funds in any DeFi protocols where we don't have the 100% control of those funds. And we saw that that's a pretty risky endeavor.
Yeah, I think what got a lot of the other kind of centralized lenders in trouble was that they were doing all sorts of different yield farming, and you know, they were on these decentralized protocols. And you know, Nexo takes a more traditional. You know, I guess one of the things that I was also curious about is there an exchange built into Nexo? Can people trade from Bitcoin to Ethereum to Litecoin, etc., and then does Nexo take fees from that?
Yeah, so we have a built-in exchange service, and this exchange service has its own liquidity, but also we have the so-called smart order router, where we found a way to aggregate liquidity from different markets, which makes the price offered at Nexo one of the best, if not the best, because you can imagine that aggregation and getting all the order books from different exchanges makes us in a good position to offer the best price for spot exchange. And we have small spreads on top of that to ensure that our fixed price execution doesn't incur any losses on our end, because fixed price is something that the spot exchanges offer when you click buy now. But the difference between us is that we really fix the price and you receive what you see on the interface, while on the exchange you get the order book price, which may move slightly. There are slippages. We have small spreads to ensure that this slippage doesn't incur losses on our end.
That's really cool. You've added so many new features just in this past year alone in terms of the exchanges and stuff. And now you've got something called the Nexo Booster. Can you talk a little bit about that for our audience?
Yeah, the Nexo Booster is one of the my favorite products, one of them, because we had hard time to realize how to offer something complex to crypto newbies, to clients that are new to the space, because we try to be a frontier for crypto adoption. And in Nexo, we have a lot of clients that never heard of leverage, never heard of margin trading. So the Nexo Booster is a leverage product, but a two-click leverage product where you can really, in a simple and intuitive interface, you can actually leverage your portfolio. And what's the difference? It's similar to the cross-margin terminology in the regular crypto exchanges, where you have your entire portfolio and you can leverage it as a combination of all the assets. The other type is isolated margin, but we mimic what is popular as cross margin, where your entire portfolio can be tripled. And yeah, I think that, or at least the feedback that we receive is that our product is very seamless. It explains in simple terms what it means to leverage yourself, what is the potential for profit and loss. And I think we did a good job. We delivered on the promise to have a seamless and yet a sophisticated product on our platform for not so advanced crypto users.
Yeah, no, it sounds like you guys keep user interface and user experience at kind of the forefront, but you guys also have a pretty broad approach to the market. You guys do a lot of things is what I'm saying, because there's also the Nexo multi-chain bridge. Mm. And, you know, for users or for listeners of the podcast, they might have heard the term bridge, meaning that you could, you know, basically take Ethereum and go over to the Arbitrum platform. And then from Arbitrum, you could go back to Ethereum and then to, you know, Avalanche or to Solana and all these kinds of things. So and typically it's done in a decentralized sort of purely, you know, a smart contract way. But it sounds like Nexo's developed a centralized bridge. And why is this significant in the industry? And how are you planning on expanding the functionality?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. That DeFi, this is a DeFi native behavior, and the use cases are in DeFi. But we hold a lot of funds from our clients, like they entrust their funds with us. And sometimes it's 90%, 100% of their funds. So we know that those clients have the same needs in CeFi as well as in DeFi. And what we found as a problem in DeFi is that this bridge is necessary, but you have to you incur fees on the two chains, on the one that you send the funds and the one that you receive the funds. And we found a way as a CeFi platform with a lot of funds in custody to really waive that fees for you. So if you deposit Ethereum with us, you can on the Ethereum chain, you can get Ethereum on Polygon chain for free. And that helps you navigate the DeFi space in an easier and cost-efficient way. We want to expand it, adding more and more EVM compatible networks in the future. And who knows? We expect a lot of chains. We believe in the multi-chain world.
I love that. You know, even just thinking about, you know, DeFi back a couple of years before there were cross-chain bridges, they were really just siloed off to their own ecosystem. You know, if you're using Ethereum DEX, you can only trade ERC-20 tokens and that's it. And you're isolated from the rest of the world. But Nexo has always given you the opportunity to have Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP and several other tokens right there on the platform. Really one of the first. So that was really cool where you could just have all these different stuff, many of the top tokens earning a yield for you, using it as collateral for lending. And that's been a great experience for several years. And you've just started very carefully adding more tokens to the platform. What's the vetting process like and the integration process like in choosing which new tokens get added?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. It's a complex one, to be honest, because the decision making process is not straightforward and it takes a lot of considerations, even the reputational ones. As you can imagine, some coins are failing, have failed in the past. So we try to protect our clients by doing a strict due diligence of the tokens, the platform behind the token, the team behind the token, whether we believe as a company in the future and the promises of that particular token. So we try to be very strict in terms of what we list and what we expose our clients to. And yeah, I think that collaboration for us is a huge thing. We want to work with all the other crypto players and crypto enthusiasts and people that deliver on their promises or deliver to the entire ecosystem some fresh air and some new use cases. So we really work hard to create those connections and make sure that we can support those projects in the long run.
And speaking of tokens, could you tell us a little bit about your native token, the Nexo token? What was kind of the thought process there behind the tokenomics and how is it, you know, kind of created and its purpose and such?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. The Nexo token is at the heart of our system. We work hard to make the token has more and more utilities. And our loyalty program is the way we do that. So basically, you have to hold Nexo tokens in your account to receive some perks. And those perks have different nature. For example, you can get a higher yield on our earn product, or you can have up to 0% fee on your borrowed funds and cashback on our exchange product. You can, what else? I'm missing some data. Yeah, exchange, earn, borrow. Actually, I was reminded just now that we just announced the latest buyback program of 50 million, which also is something that helps our token grow. I think that the news are already out and I didn't spoil anything, but yeah, it's the news from today, this buyback program. So yeah, and the Nexo token brings utilities to the to our platform, and it's something to hold because it has a growth potential. As our company grows, our token grows, and yeah, it's something that, of course, no financial advice here, but it's something to think about if you are a user of the Nexo platform.
Yeah, definitely. As a user of Nexo, you know, I have some Nexo tokens, full disclosure, and I've been pretty happy with them. And happy with your guys is, you know, just seeing all the new features. But what I really like the best is your core, the lending product. I like that I can simply get a loan in a matter of literally seconds from the time my funds are deposited on the platform. There are even some other CFI companies out there where you have to fill out an application and wait up to a week to get a reply from a manager as they look through things and do all this other stuff. But you guys really are just a centralized user interface, but with the same principles of DeFi. And that's just completely automated. If I've got the collateral, then I have the right to take out a loan. And that has been such a beautiful experience for me for several years. So I really appreciate that. And now you've built out all this other stuff we just talked about. But, you know, the world never slows down. There's always, you know, higher and higher expectations. So what's next for Nexo?
Yeah, I think that 2022, sorry, we are in a different year now. 2022 will be our biggest year thus far. Already in the first half of the year, we have launched the Nexo card, which is one of its kind in partner. That was a partnership with MasterCard and Deepocket, and it helps you spend. It builds on top of the instant crypto credit lines that we are so proud of, and it allows you to spend the value of your crypto without selling it, which is something that nobody has been able to achieve thus far. And we are really proud of this product. It took us 3 years to deliver it to the market, and that's a great achievement. Congrats to the team. And then we also launched the institutional grade trading and custodial platform, the Nexo Prime, which receives a great traction thus far. And apart from all the products and smaller features that we also introduced, we really doubled down on our investment arm, where we invested in 50 early stage startups only in this year. And I feel that this is going to be a great deal for us in the future. And now to the point and what comes in our pipeline, we already launched in private launch. We have the Nexo Professional Exchange Service, Nexo Pro, which is advanced trading tool. And this professional exchange is similar to what we already know, like Binance, FTX, and so on, where you can where you have advanced trading features and strategies to use. Handy, and I believe this will really expand our ecosystem in a new way. This 360 products suite will get a new phase now. And also, what I'm working on is something that I cannot really disclose, but it is, I can only say that it is a DeFi product. It is something that really it's a DeFi in its nature. So this will bring, I don't know, probably a new dimension to what we know as Nexo at the moment. I'm really excited about that.
I like it. And there was also a MetaMask integration recently as well. And maybe that's a little bit of a foreshadowing of what's to come with the DeFi world. Maybe.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think I missed some, some products that we launched this year, but a lot of things have happened for us. And even though we call it the crypto winter, we feel that this is a time for us to really grasp the mind-blowing growth of the past 2 years in the space, but in the company as well, because we grew 6 times. Wow. And we just hit the 5 million user mark on our platform, and that's a lot to take.
Yeah, that is a lot. And to scale a platform with 5 million users is no small feat. So well done to you and the team. You know, I've got a question just surrounding the merge, the Ethereum 2.0 merge. Is Nexo going to be, you know, kind of supporting this? Are you guys more of the people that think the Ethereum proof of work fork is more valid, or do you guys support the Ethereum 2.0 merge? And, you know, what are your thoughts around this?
I can express my thoughts here. I cannot speak from the company perspective, but from the team around me who is responsible for this preparation, because we need to prepare for the merge. I think that we are true believers of this new consensus mechanism, and we really enjoy the fact that Ethereum will become more eco-friendly. It will be more sustainable in the long run. It will provide a way for cost efficiency, not necessarily, but it has some such promises. And yeah, the security component is probably the most important. And we feel that this is a great step for the entire blockchain space. And we are quite excited. Hopefully everything will go right, because you never know. It's cold.
Yeah, especially with the Ethereum merge already having been delayed so many times. We have our fingers crossed that everything goes smoothly and on time. Yeah. And it's, you know, the entire crypto world is going to be watching it. And it's really an amazing event that is bringing everyone together to talk about the same things, to prepare in the same way. And if there is something that should go wrong, we're going to see an entire industry drop what they're doing and work together to make sure that everyone's whole. So in my opinion, it's one of the greatest hive mind events probably since like World War II, if you really think about it. And it's here in our industry, but this time it's in a positive light, not some, you know, huge catastrophe. So, you know, right. Knock on wood anyway. assuming the Ethereum merge goes just fine, what are the next challenges that are in front of your company that you guys are going to be building more bridges over?
That's an interesting one.
Do you have anything planned for like the NFT revolution that's coming out, or tokenized real estate, or other things you can't talk about just yet?
Well, I cannot talk. That's true. But I think that I already disclosed that we are tapping into DeFi, and NFTs are there. They are in our focus. And if you think about our crypto credit lines, and NFT lending has some similarities, so we are looking into that space, which gets traction in the past few months. Metaverse, meta finance, all those things. We have a lot of exciting things in our pipeline. Yeah, this is what I can say. not much, but.
Well, we've covered a lot. All I can say is we have covered a lot. We've hit every product line. I think the only product line that we haven't talked about that maybe we could touch on is Nexo Prime. What is Nexo Prime?
Yeah. Nexo Prime is an institutional offering which provides custody for our institutional clients, and it builds on top of our aggregation logic. So our clients can really, institutional clients in this case, can really take advantage of more liquid markets with account managers dedicated to the company or the institution or the client at question. So to be honest, I'm not part of this team, and I'm not so much involved in the specifics of it, but as far as I know, everything is very well accepted by, and well, everything is welcomed by by our clients, and they find it very sophisticated, and yeah, it delivers on its promise.
Awesome. I love it. Alicia, this has been such a pleasure speaking with you. And we've got just a couple closing questions that we like to ask every guest that comes on the show. And one's kind of a simple one, just to get a little bit of insight into who you are and what drives you. But out of all of the people in the crypto industry that you've interacted with or read or has inspired you, who would you say is one of the most influential to you personally?
Well, we were talking about the merchant. I think Vitalik Buterin is one of the most influential persons in the space. And I've never talked with him, but yeah, I find that his natural presence, along with his brilliant mind and the philosophical part of his thoughts, is something really interesting and special to me. And I think that he really contributes to this industry. And yeah, he'll be one day.
He'll be in the history books.
Yeah, he'll be in the history books. Exactly.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And it's funny because I think Vitalik has been the number one most referred to industry player in this segment of the podcast. But it just goes to show, you know, he's quite a legend, a living legend, if you will. And the last question is a simple one. It's just, you know, if this is the first crypto podcast that somebody out there was listening to, what would be one word of advice from an industry veteran to a Crypto 101 listener?
Well, that's a hard one, and it brings its own responsibility. But I think that my advice would be to make sure you understand the fundamentals and to choose wisely. Don't go where you receive promises for big money. Go where someone can prove their solvency and deliver value, not only to you and your life, but to the whole industry. Educate yourself, because I believe that blockchain will change our lives in many ways. So this will be useful, probably not only from the monetary part, but also from any other aspect of your life. This is my take.
Love it. Thank you so much, Alicia, for coming on to the show. Product lead at Nexo. We are excited to see what comes next out of your guys' camp over there. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.